My name is Olivier, and this is the Do Happy Work podcast. Desire is a very powerful word, but like all powerful words, the business community has done their best in abusing it and completely twist it out of shape until its definition does not resemble anything natural anymore. Because for the business community, desire is just the willingness to pursue a goal. That is how we understand desire in business. Whether you run a business or whether you're in a job, traditionally today, this is what we mean when we talk about desire. But here's a problem. We think that desire is the thing of all things, that if we just burn enough, then we will get to that point. But in nature, there's no such thing, because nature does not have a perspective of a destination. Nature doesn't say that there is a goal I need to achieve and now I want to burn for that goal. Instead, nature works with intention. And the intention is a starting point. It's a starting point in the present moment. And we talked about natural growth before, where growth is a tool that helps you bring your potential out into the world, where that inner truth, that nature that lives inside of you, suddenly finds expression as happy work and builds value that others can benefit from. That is what growth does. It does the same in a tree. It helps bring the dream of the apple tree out of the seed by growing a trunk and a crown and a root and the fruit. But for the tree, that's not a destination. For the tree, that is an intention that is here and right now in this present moment. What is the intention of the seed? The intention of the seed is to do its utmost in serving its truth. We, on the other hand, in business today, we don't have that intention. We're not guided by intentions anymore. We don't have this perspective that we just want to invest ourselves right now in doing something for the sake of doing, because that's what we're here to do. We invest ourselves today in things that should bring fruit, that should bring revenue, that should bring benefit tomorrow. And so the desire that we have is just about this achievement in the future, which is no desire at all. Because the natural understanding of desire, it's the bridge that gaps the intention, what you invest yourself into today, with the attention, what you need to focus on today. So clarity is the result from desire that streams from intention. When your intention is connected to something that is truly, truly aligned with your nature, when you have an inner tension, intention to serve your truth today to the best you can, what comes from that is this emotional quality, this completely wrapping quality of emotional energy, of desire, that pushes you to go out there and do it, and then creates clarity on what these things are that you need to do. Because nature uses desire as an amplifier. It amplifies the energy that is locked in the intention. But an intention always is a thing where we don't say, I want to do something so that, but where we say, I want to do something. And that something is, I want to do me. And when you say that, when you are exactly like the tree, and you say, my intention is to serve my truth, to be who I am and nothing else, then what comes from that is deep desire for that intention, because that is your natural inner makeup. That is what you are here to do. And what comes from that deep desire to follow through with that intention, is the clarity on what needs to happen, which is your purpose. Your purpose is presented to you by yourself when you show up in your life with an intention to be who you are, and you allow yourself to be emotionally completely wrapped in this sensation of deep desire. But that's not available to people who don't hold such intentions. When you are scarcity-minded, because you learned through your teachers in the classroom, outside of the classroom, your parents, social media, you learned that life is about winning things. It's about achieving things. It's about successes outside of yourself. It's about celebrity and fame and money and performance. You replace an intention with an expectation. When you do that, your desire falters because the heart cannot be excited. It cannot be emotionally completely invested in something that is not real. An expectation is not real. It is the gaze outward, X. That's why it is not real. Your heart can only be invested in desire. It can only be excited and spring with joy if that which you want is about something that is already here and inside of you, which is only present in the intention. Intention. For us human beings, unlike the tree, we have a choice. We have a choice to not hold an intention. Instead, hold an expectation. The tree does not have that choice. The tree is not free to choose. The tree is already defined by its nature, and its intention is always just to serve its nature. Therefore, it does not have a problem with desire. It's always completely filled with the desire, with that desire to move in its own light. And therefore, it's also always clear on what it needs to do. The apple tree will not suddenly fall into the desire to be a cherry tree. But we, on the other hand, we constantly fall in love, short-lived love, with things that we want that lie outside of our truth. That's when we go for the things outside ourselves and replace an intention with expectation. Then when we do that, everything about our life falters. We lose connection to ourselves, to our people, to our job, our doings. We don't even know who we are anymore. And that is the problem when we allow desire to be just a short-lived little straw fire. But desire is a spark, a powerful spark that ignites the fuel of your intention. There is only one intention in your life that is truly powerful to burn at a million degrees and to fill your entire being with a fire that will burn until the rest of your time. And that is when your intention is about serving your unique truth, that which is natural to you. When your intention is about serving that truth, then your heart jumps in joy. Then you become completely filled out with desire. You burn for your cause. And that's what we say, actually, to burn for something. We don't burn for things. We don't burn for things around us. We don't burn for things that we expect the world to give us back. When we say that what we want is something out there, something that we need to be paid with, then our emotional attachment to it, our heart, is always very flat. There's not much involvement. And that's why we then quickly fall out of them. That's why we say, my heart's not in it. Maybe you know of such circumstances where at first you were very excited, but then the excitement very quickly wore off. Why? Ask yourself why. Because the expectation was not met. Had you phrased an intention, something that you truly own, something that's truly present in the present moment that you have, something that you have control over and something that's aligned with your nature, you would not have fallen out of excitement. You would have nurtured that excitement and you would have seen it through and you would have been clear on what needs to happen. And that is what connects all of us human beings. We all want the same thing. You might say it right now, I want to know my purpose. I want to know the meaning of my life. I want to be fulfilled. I want a job that fulfills me. I want to build a business that is meaningful to me. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever we call it, it's always the same thing. We want to burn with desire for what we do. We want to stand for something that we burn for. We want peace of mind, but we also want this wild, raw feeling of total investment, which we only get when we allow our heart to be filled with this joy because we allow ourselves to serve our intention, an intention of our truth, of our nature. Anything outside of that will not make us invested. That is a fact. But now, of course, we can ask ourselves, well, how do we get there? How do we get to a place of intention to serve our nature? Because right now, you guessed it probably right, this is not available to you. Why not? Because you don't even know what your nature is. If you don't know what your nature is, if you don't know what your truth is, then you cannot serve it. So your intention is out the window. But not only that, not only don't you know your truth, you don't have access to it. Because there is another truth inside of you right now blocking the view. There is another attitude inside of you that makes it impossible for you to even have the intention to follow your heart, to follow your truth. You have this untruth in you because maybe through trauma or through indoctrination or a combination of both, you have invited scarcity into your life. And when you're scarcity-minded, then all you do is have expectations. You don't hold intentions. So what you can do in the beginning, the starting point, is to phrase an intention to realize that you have a false truth in you. To stop and stand still and say, I want to make room for my truth. That is all you need to do right now. You need to voice an intention that you are willing and ready to look within and realize what that untruth is and remove it. You have to voice that intention. And that what comes from that? The desire to follow through. Because if you signal to your heart that you're willing to look and realize that there's something inside of you that you invited in that makes it hard or impossible for you to see your truth, your heart will thank you, and it will make you invested by filling you with desire for that. As you progress and you liberate yourself, because that's the first step, you become free of that untruth, you're ready to voice the second intention, which is, I intend to reconnect with my truth. Because now you're free to do so, and now you reconnect with your truth. Once that has happened and you're again full a fire, full of desire for it, because your heart is excited that you are willing to do so, comes the third and last final intention that connects you with the rest of everything in the universe. That last final intention, that is, I intend to serve my truth, my nature. So you go from liberation to reconnection to servitude. So once you do those three in sequence, you are now ready to receive your purpose. You receive your purpose from yourself because you're ready and you're connected to your truth and willing to serve it. And you will see that as you do this, you ramp up the intensity of your desire. You become more and more invested in yourself until everything just falls into your lap. But you have to be understanding and impatient that you're not right now in this place. You're not ready for it. If you went ahead and right now voice the intention that you want to serve your truth, even though you don't know your truth, nothing would happen. You would actually stand in your own way and you would turn that beautiful intention into an expectation. I expect something from that because you're not ready. But if you went ahead and said, I intend to actually see what's going on and remove that false truth, well, you create space for yourself. And once you've done that, it's far easier for you to have an intention of reconnecting with your truth now that space was created. And then once you've done that, you reconnected with your truth, it's easy for you to fall into that last intention to actually serve that truth. And desire will keep growing until it's completely enwrapping you and just burning inside of you at a million degrees and not letting you go. And then things become very easy. But of course, as everything, the beginning is the hardest. It's like getting on the yoga mat or going to the gym. It's something new. It's something you're uncomfortable with, something that you don't know. And of course, you will at first resist having an intention. You will resist investing yourself into something that does not promise you a clear payback, clear dividends, a clear salary, a clear boon or prize, because that's what you're used to. An intention is completely different. An intention, the starting point of natural growth, it's just about your full investment in something that is for you to do and for you to have right now. That's it. I intend on showing up. That fills you with desire. That is the missing link, the missing emotional layer in your life. Not something out there that's missing. Nothing is missing out there, because all these things are available to you once the intention is there. But first, you have to begin within. You have to begin with intention. Let desire grow, and then let it show you the way to attention to the things you need to focus on. And as you continue, all these questions that you have, that you ask the world, suddenly will be answered by yourself.